as if gamesome winds and gamesome youths were not sufficient. It was the habit to sling these feeble luminaries from house to house above the fairway. There, on invisible cordage, let them swing. And suppose some crane-necked general to go speeding by on a tall charger, spurring the destiny of nations, red-hot in expedition. There would indubitably be some effusion of military blood and oaths and a certain crash of glass. And while the chieftain rode forward with a purple coxcomb, the street would be left to original darkness, unpiloted, unvoyageable, a province of the desert night. The conservative, looking before and after, draws from each contemplation the matter for content. Out of the age of gas lamps, he glances back slightingly at the murk and glimmer in which his ancestors wandered. His heart waxes jocund at the contrast, nor do his lips refrain from a stave, in the highest style of poetry, lauding progress and the golden mean. When gas first spread along a city, mapping it